Good evening, everybody. It's August 8th, 2023. It's 9:07 p.m. Eastern Toronto time. This is the Fakeologist Show. Yeah, we only show up a couple times a week, it seems. I'm sorry if you count on us for more. And I'm doing my best here. It is summer and I am busy. And looks like the Fakeologist FakoTube is live on the air. We're going to make sure this site comes up with the chat. So far, there's nobody on FakoTube, which is understandable because we've been off for quite a few days. And this used to be Uncle Vigilante's time slot, but it's not now because he's busy in the summer as well. But FakoTube is supported by Epic Cash. But I got a new donation, one of the few donations for August. I'm not really complaining because I don't really deserve any donations right now because the show is kind of in summer slowdown mode. But I did get a very nice email and donation from a person called Pike, $50 from Mr. Pike. I can reveal his gender, I guess. Mr. Pike sent $50. And the main reason he listens to the show is because of one, Lynn Ertel. So does that mean I should, does that mean I have to split it with Lynn? Hey, Lynn, how are you?
You
You got fans.
I want the credits for the course. See, I'm a student, and if I show up at class, so you have me on like an independent study program. That's what professors do. If I show up to class, I have to, the priorities, I have to answer to you first and then to the rest of the class, who are free to challenge anything I say or put me on the spot and try and throw a question or a topic in that I can't address. So in other words, to me, it's very much along my notion of how a university should operate, you know, to elevate the level of discourse. And so,
nice.
Yeah, I shouldn't necessarily be determining what are the priority issues to talk about. That should come from you first, and then from your chat room and participants second, the rest of the class. So that's how a serious graduate class would operate in a decent university.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah,
that's my approach to it.
Probably. Well, I like having you on, Lynn, because I don't have to do much talking because you can go on your own. You got a lot of your own research on the go. I can just say something and put you on autopilot. So I'm grateful for that. And as you talk, I usually look stuff up and put it in the show notes because I always learn more from you than you probably learn from me. So I appreciate you coming on. And Pike enjoys having you on specifically. He's one of the one person that he just named you specifically. I like listening to Lynn Ertel, especially when we go from topic to topic, which I think is important because a lot of people are only interested in a topic and may not be what the main topic is. So if we bounce around, that's also good for many listeners, apparently.
Yeah, we want to cover as broad a territory as possible. People have different priorities depending on their individual life situation, you know, like, are they in debt? You know, are they driving a 1999 model car? You know, are they?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's in certain kinds of situations, and so they're going to see the world through those lenses, which is valid. But, of course, we're trying to get people to step outside of that into the metascript, you know, and see the whole picture.
Yes.
Gets into issues like, is it a one world system? Which, of course, we're pretty well committed to the idea that it's a one world system. And we adduced an overwhelming array of evidence for that, including things like the International Space Station, the collaboration of both the Soviets and now the Russians, and the Chinese Communists with the massive hoax of the space is fake, right? They kind of prop that up. These wars, you know, I posted a link in the Facebook Fakeologist page.
Okay, let me bring it up. Yeah, I'll bring that up.
basically, I could summarize what the guy's explaining. He's reviewing an article in Zero Hedge that is looking at pipelines. Here's where, of course, we go from fakeology into realology and then back into fakeology again. Because what the researchers, and he characterized, you know, as you know, once they started this Ukraine war narrative, immediately they imposed sanctions. Sanctions, by the way, are one way to conduct war, right? You can conduct war through sanctions and boycotts, but, you know, you could also, you could conduct war psychologically, but you could also, you know, militarily conduct war. And what's happened, much has been made of these sanctions against Russian oil, and I don't think they've sanctioned natural gas at all.
That is correct. The No Agenda show brought that up. You're right.
And this particular individual, I can't name him, I can't remember his name, but he's in the video. He calls it
Kabuki theater?
Yeah, Kabuki theater, because he's showing how when the media reports, well, this pipeline has been destroyed or shut down, and then he's saying, well, that pipeline was never carrying anything to begin with. But then he also points out that some of the pipelines that have supposedly been shut down run right underneath Ukraine itself, or some of the ones that are still running, that the Russians are still running, run under the territory of Ukraine and Czechoslovakia and other places. And people are walking on top of these pipelines. And then, of course, you have the story of the Nord Stream pipeline, where the claim was made that it was blown up, and Seymour Hersh was deployed. I mean, this is a guy who, to baby boomers, he's like sort of a demigod, you know. He's the guy who got the Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the My Lai massacre, and then later, he covered Abu Ghraib prison, and he wrote a book called The Dark Side of Camelot about the Kennedy assassination, and He's probably one of the most well-known, and I understand, and they're sort of, they've positioned him as somebody who's being marginalized now by the mainstream, but who still has a large following. They did that with Daniel Ellsberg, too. They make these guys like heroes in a way. It was Seymour Hersh who he's presented all of the evidence that either the Ukrainians, that the Ukrainian side is responsible for the destruction of this Nord Stream pipeline, which I know you think is probably fake anyway. I don't think they were actually running anything through it.
I agree with you. I agree. I think they did say that it wasn't quite ready to be started up. That was subjected to many delays, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I agree.
So this Kabuki Theater video that the guy made, where he's basically commenting on a zero.
Where is this here? Where is it? Because I'm on the Facebook page, fake11.com/Facebook. If you're on Facebook, please join in. I noticed that it has subtitles live of today's show on Facebook. We're streaming live to Facebook. By the way, we're only streaming live to one YouTube channel. Last week's show got struck down, even though I deleted it. So here's what happens. The show goes to YouTube, and then I go immediately at the end of the show and delete it. But they still read or scan the content. But even though the show is already deleted, they still struck the channel.
What do they identify as the reason for striking?
Well, it's COVID, medical misinformation. So this may have been, I don't know which show it was. It could have been our show, or more likely maybe the Frank An Ounce of Salt Per Day show.
Well, see, this is a problem, because if we start talking about the excess death stats.
Hey, I'm going to talk about it. If I'm struck down from YouTube, that's fine. We have FakoTube, so everyone needs to come over to FakoTube. I don't know how many times I have to tell everybody. I know it's convenient. They love their YouTube, but FakoTube is what everyone's paying for, so come over. I see Shocked is in there. Hello?
Yep. We're the alternative to YouTube. We're the un-YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
I do.
We don't censor people.
I gather people from YouTube. That's fine. I know they live there. That's where they live.
Refugees who are seeking asylum for free speech and their videos that are getting struck down.
Yeah.
And FakoTube is the place to go, right?
Now, by the way, if you want me to stream to your channel on YouTube, like, most people don't use their YouTube channel. So if you don't use your YouTube channel, send me the keys to the streaming, and I'll stream to that too. And then you can delete the video when it's done streaming. I'd appreciate that. I know Epic Souls, you're on YouTube. I don't know if you use your YouTube channel for streaming or content. If you don't, give me the keys and I'll plug them into my studio when I go live and we can go over there as well. So it's up to you guys. But FakoTube's where it's at. Facebook doesn't seem to mind. The only thing that bothers Facebook is the music. They say, oh, we can't play that music. It's copyright. Yeah. Okay, but they don't care what we're talking about for the most part. Well, I also have no viewers on Facebook either, but that's fine.
Facebook, now called Meta, as in Zuckerberg renamed it, as just as Twitter has been renamed to X,
yeah.
Which nobody is paying attention to that, of course. But.
Right. It's ridiculous. It doesn't bother me. It's their playground. Let them do what they want. I have my own FakoTube. I have fakeologist.com/blog. I got the forums. I got enough web space to be very, very happy. So people can come over here, go to Facebook. But if you must be on YouTube, just know that good chance it'll be deleted or you won't get a message about the streaming. And send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com. And since you are a regular here, do you check emails ever? You ever check?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a Gmail account. Of course, I read all the email that comes into my Gmail account.
Okay.
I get a lot of spam. So, yeah, it's just lynnertel@gmail.com. My name at gmail.com. I've had it forever. Okay. I also have a Yahoo email out there, but I don't use it as much anymore. I used to use it a lot when we had this the 9/11 deep state teleconference that we ran for a deep state and other crimes. We were, that's kind of funny. We were using the phrase deep state.
Is it with two L's on our tell? Have I got that wrong?
Yeah. Two L's.
Okay.
We were using the phrase deep state like 20 years ago. Of course, the one who first used the phrase deep politics and deep state was Peter Dale Scott in his kind of groundbreaking book, Deep Politics and the Death of JFK, in which he begins by focusing on Jack Ruby instead of Oswald, which is a whole different, you know, and showing how when you talk about the deep state, you're really talking about all the phone numbers of Clint Murchison and Perot's and everybody else that was in Jack Ruby's little black book that he arranged poker games for and strippers and stuff like that. And it was Peter Dale Scott who first used that phrase deep state. And really, in a way, you know, it's like the United States of amnesia. Nobody remembers where phrases like conspiracy theorist or deep state or red pilled. Everybody knows that's the Matrix.
Right? Yeah. Well, I get my colors mixed up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got black pilled and white pilled and all this stuff. but the term we had that teleconference probably about 50 to 100 people that belonged to it on Yahoo. Yahoo killed it after about, I guess they ran that thing for like about 10 years. I didn't participate actively in it so much. I did a lot of course. I used the news group there to post, basically to push the media fakery issue, which I felt was neglected. But it was called 9/11 Deep State, 9/11 and Other Deep State Crimes Teleconference. And that's what we were using, the phrase deep state, before Donald Trump ever uttered it. But, you know, before anybody even thought of him as a candidate.
Well, do you think Donald Trump uttered it because it was starting to come into the language? So they can't stop a river. They can redirect a river.
Right. Just like fake news.
Yeah, they can't.
Donald Trump is deployed for stuff like
that. Yeah, he was deployed. You got it. You got it.
To try to water down
and divert it.
Distort and twist it around, confuse people, poison the well, on and on and on. You know, muddy the waters, all those the things lawyers do by using manipulative language. So, yeah, it's an old trope. And I'm now arguing every time the phrase deep state comes in that it's woo-woo language and that the greatest weapon that it's not like the deep state is not on some secret underground island or Bohemian Grove.
No, it's right.
The media.
Yeah, it's right
media
out there.
It's right out there. It's Hollywood.
Yeah.
Netflix. It's who controls the media, which are the intelligence.
The deep state is the state.
Yeah. Yeah. And often it's your friends and neighbors that work for it.
Yes.
Especially if they work for think tanks or universities.
Defense contractors. Yeah.
Or for the medical. Now, if they work for the medical industrial complex, they're essentially working for the COVID complex, the World Health Organization.
Yeah, the military. Yeah, it used to be military industrial complex, but now it's sort of military medical industrial complex.
And then you got the PSYOP industrial complex that everybody.
Yeah.
That's on strike. That's kind of on strike right now, isn't it?
It is. Did you see this video that I put up on FakoTube? I pulled it off of YouTube, actually. I didn't take it off YouTube just to steal it. It has no chance of going down. It's just that it's so good. It's put out by the Army PsyOps Division. It's an official video called Ghosts in the Machine. So it's from the YouTube channel of the Army PsyOp Division. It's really good. I think it's.
I've seen that. And by the way, PsyOps used to be called Civil Affairs, but they're not. In the old days, I kind of wanted to pretend that it was like public relations, so they called it Civil Affairs.
Oh, okay.
In the military, this one would be called a Civil Affairs Officer. And I know this because in the martial arts training I did, there were always military, active duty, reservists, retired military people. I was always around them all the time. And when I would say, I'm a sergeant, I'm a lieutenant, I'm a lieutenant colonel, I'm a major, civil affairs. And I would laugh and say, civil affairs, well, that's PSYOPs, right? And they would laugh and say, yeah, of course.
Oh, wait. I remember this now. Do you remember this? Between 2010 and 2014, PSYOP was renamed Military Information Support Operations, MISO.
Oh, no. That's a new one on me. That must have been internal.
No, I remember we talked about it back in the day because I started this show in 2012. Then briefly renamed PSYOP in August 2014, only to return to MISO shortly thereafter in 2015. The term was again renamed back to PSYOP in October 2017. So MISO has been retired because I guess nobody understood what it meant.
Hey, you can't hit a moving object, but you know something? That sounds like it's coming straight from an AI program.
This is on Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking about that. That sounds like it's they've run the data through and said and looked at the audience out there and they said, you know something, this isn't working so well. Let's switch back to this.
Nice.
Then new data comes in and says, you know, that isn't working so well. Let's go back to that. Let's try something new. You know, MISO. Let's try something new, and that's what they do. Getting back to this kabuki theater business because when you're talking about the flow of oil and natural gas, you are talking about something real in the sense that once the winter comes, people are going to have to heat their homes. Of course, we're being told that now that there's an unprecedented hot summer in Ukraine. Yeah, NPR had a...
What's in the Ukraine? Because it's not here where I am.
No, actually, the weather where I am is... This has been just about the best summer we've had here in the Northeast.
For heat?
I am.
For why?
Yeah.
Just heat or rain?
It's been pretty mild. We had a few, you know, we always have humidity here in the Baltimore area.
Yeah, we do in Toronto.
Today was perfect. And yet, I'm listening to AM radio last night and somebody calls in from Baltimore to a WABC talk show and says, oh, our power has been out because of storms here. We did have some, you know, some fairly heavy rainstorms, a lot of lightning and thunder last night. But it seems like the weather reporting is getting more and more catastrophic, don't you think? I mean, tonight on NPR's nightly news, they must have spent 20 minutes talking about the weather, how people are dying from the heat in Texas and the South.
I don't listen to the mainstream, so I rely on you. I'm looking at your forecast. Yeah. Thursday, it's going to be 83. The rest of the week in the high 80s. Tomorrow, you got 92.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great summer weather.
Right.
I went to the beach on Sunday. It was too cold, though, and it was overcast, so I didn't get in. So
that's Canada for you.
Well, yeah. Well, it was actually near Michigan.
Well, I hope you don't have to talk about.
No, I actually, it was right on the border. I actually went to the U.S. on the weekend. I went across.
Oh,
like, yeah.
You made it, managed to get across this time?
I got across, yeah. Didn't ask any questions at all. It only took 2 hours because the bridge is half under construction, so it took forever. It was so anticlimactic. I almost turned myself back because I didn't want to sit for 2 hours.
They didn't interrogate you about your vaccine status?
No, no, that's over. I know that's over.
Okay.
That's over. But
word's going out.
We're just, well, yeah, that was officially over May 11th anyway.
Right, right.
I went 2 weeks too early. I didn't think it was an official day. I just figured the U.S. was lackadaisical about it. But no, they made a big deal of it right up to May 11th. So wonderful.
So they've called off the pantomime. I guess you could call it a pantomime.
And U.S. was the last to do it. Canada called it off last year. So I guess most Americans weren't aware because they don't cross the border.
Nobody's traveling like they used to. I mean,
well, that was the point.
Right. I think they would like to restrict it even further. This kabuki theater business about the oil pipelines tends to reinforce Les Luthor's contention that the war, that this Ukraine thing is mainly a hoax.
Yes.
They're definitely hoaxing us with the energy sanctions on the pipelines. Definitely hoaxing us on that.
Yes.
Because they could, if they wanted to, they really could shut down. See, that's the whole thing. Europe is going to be dependent on oil and natural gas from wherever it can get it. And if the Russians are supplying it cheapest, I don't see how they can. It's almost like they've agreed that, hey, we're going to look like we're fighting over this, but in the end, here's how we're going to divide things up. And Ukraine will be divided up. That's what will happen. The Russians will probably get some of the eastern regions, such as Luhansk and Donetsk, where there's a majority Russian-speaking population.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're going to keep the Crimea, which is of vital strategic interest to them.
I'm showing, you can't see this, Lynn, but I'm showing Kiev on Twitter, where everyone's just walking around, having a good time.
Kiev or Kiev?
Say that again?
Kiev or Kiev?
Yeah, Kiev or Kiev.
Right.
I'm just showing all the...
Lviv or Lvov. See what they do?
Yeah.
They're changing the names of the... Kharkiv or Kharkov. I know what they use. Chicken Kiev. Chicken Kiev. Right now, it's Chicken Kiev. Got to call it Kiev now.
Now, I can't tell you when this video was, but it appears nothing is happening in Kiev or Kiev. So there you go.
At the moment.
And here's someone walking around a beach resort with all the lovely Russians that actually they're not quite as large as Americans. I get really depressed when I go to America, to the Walmart.
No, you're right. I saw a video of a mall, a street shopping mall, beautiful.
Yeah.
In I guess it was in Moscow. And, oh, they all look so slim and so beautiful. And it really, the Russians look a lot, they look like they're a lot healthier than us. Really, they probably aren't having any trouble staffing their military like the U.S. is at this point.
Maybe, yeah.
If I'm to believe what I'm hearing, that they're like something like, they said they're like 20% below recruitment because they just aren't finding young people who are physically, people are failing the physical eligibility requirements to join the military because they're obese, diabetic, you name it. So, yeah, it's definitely a problem. And you're right. It really is depressing
Here they're saying, well, Kiev is 300 miles from the nearest active front line, far from war torn. Therefore, that's why you're seeing these kind of videos where they're not really experiencing any issues. So there's always the so-called added context.
Come on, if it were real warfare, the Russians have the capability to hit anything they want at any range.
Yeah.
They've got missiles, they got drones.
It's the same old.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and that is evidence that we adduce for the monolithic or one world character of the system. It's a one world system. And the appearance that they cultivate of nation states and superpowers trying to resuscitate the old Cold War script, that's fake. That's contrived. Not to say they won't sacrifice people in the course of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, they're not unwilling to shed blood, but they obviously want to minimize the cost involved in that, just because of the potential to provoke resistance. If the first casualty of war is truth, always.
Let me just read Kate Emma. She's in the chat. Welcome everyone on FakoTube, by the way. Seems to be a few extra people have streamed into FakoTube. We've got about 5 whole people listening live on FakoTube. That's fine. I think they are unknown user, Gil Fisher, Kate Emma, and Not Shock. Kate Emma says pipelines are segmented, especially undersea in case of leaks. Instantly sealed. Shown photo bubbling water. Remember they showed the photo of the bubbling water. There's no reference points. Could be anywhere, anything, anytime. Even whales fishing who use bubbles, all utter nonsense, and everyone automatically believes. Yeah, so the segmented pipeline, so they can shut off sections and reroute them, rebuild them. So yeah, that is true. Once a pipeline is blown up, that doesn't mean the whole thing is useless. They don't blow every segment up.
Right.
Yeah.
So Kabuki Theater is an apt description of it. This Ukraine war narrative, though, I'm not, you know, the fact that the war itself is fake doesn't mean that it's not, that there isn't a real impact. This is where we get into the simulacrum, the idea that, well, there's a simulation going on, but out of this simulation, they're creating real world effects that are harming people. So, for example, you know, moving a population, relocating a population, well, what happens to the people who want to resist that, who don't want to move, who don't want to leave their homes,
yeah,
be relocated? You know, that's where you get into, that's where it becomes violent. If there's a militant resistance.
Yeah.
Why am I raising this? Because there's a lot of money involved. See, Ukraine is one gigantic money laundering operation. All these things are, and that's what war is.
Yeah.
It's a money laundering operation. Now, right now, the appropriation for the United States military is held up by a senator from Alabama who refuses to vote the new version of the National Defense Authorization Act at a committee,
right,
until they remove funding for, in particular, abortion. He comes from an Alabama district, I guess, where the sentiment is very much opposed to abortion.
All right.
I don't think we need to review the Supreme Court's Dobbs case. Most of your audience should be familiar with the idea that after 30, 40 years in the political wilderness, suddenly the right to life movement has a champion in Donald Trump, who got them a couple Supreme Court justices appointed. They reversed Roe v. Wade and sent it back to the states so that the abortion issue would be fought out in the states, which is really the idea behind the federal constitution.
Yeah.
That is the
state issue.
Laws, right. A state decides what's a juvenile, what's the age of majority. Most of the time it's 18, but it might be 21. Sometimes it might be 16. You know, for example, can a minor be tried as an adult for a capital crime? That varies widely from state to state. Some states, if you commit a capital offense, there's a much higher chance of, you're going to get the death penalty in a place like Florida or Texas, but not in California or New York, where the death penalty has been abolished. So we know these differences. This is the idea of the states as laboratories of democracy. If you don't like it in one state, you can move to another. And this is essentially where the issue of abortion or the termination of pregnancy has ended up. And that's, I think, where it belongs. I don't think that this federal government has any moral authority to rule over something like that. I don't really think these states have the authority. To me, it should have been historically a personal family matter, you know, between a woman's doctor and her family. But now that the medical profession is thoroughly compromised, we can't even really go there, can we?
Right.
So the abortion is so, the whole issue is so corrupted for me. What I see happening is the senator from Alabama, because, you know, he's revving this issue up and using it as his, I want to say excuse, maybe that's not fair, to hold up this NDAA. And what that means is you've got hundreds, I don't know, maybe thousands of military personnel who are awaiting promotion or transfer. one of the things that happens when you join the military is you and your family have to be prepared to pick up and move at any time from one state to another or from one base to another around the globe, around the world, at any one of like how many hundred bases we have. It's one of the hardships of serving in the military. The other thing is you got to be guinea pigs in your family too for vaccines and stuff, and that's in contention. I think the Supreme Court, I think they have upheld your right to refuse an experimental drug, but I don't know if you can resist anything that's been approved by the FDA. So that's kind of still in limbo.
Yeah, situation. But this hasn't been approved by the FDA, has it? It's still
not yet. I thought that the FDA finally issued a formal approval. And the reason why I say that is because the news coming out of Western Australia is that their equivalent of the FDA, following the American FDA, has actually approved the original Trump vax.
Well, okay.
The original Trump vax. That's what I heard today, notwithstanding the fact that the death stat, the excess death numbers coming out of Victoria, which I guess is Western Australia, show a definite, absolutely discernible correlation between the rise in excess deaths and distribution and administration of the original vaccine. It's just undeniable when you look at these.
Yeah, you sent me that link on, you
right,
asked me if Frank.
Jimmy Dore, yeah, I sent you a YouTube link to Jimmy Dore, who's kind of a left liberal progressive Democrat, who is admitting all this.
The state of Victoria is southeast.
Oh, southeast, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I kept thinking Western.
And it's the single biggest city. Okay. Looks like Melbourne, and Frank is in a suburb of Melbourne.
Right. What I saw was a clip of speakers in the Australian Parliament.
Yeah, they were questioning the Pfizer dudes.
Yeah. Given these excess death stats,
yeah,
what the hell's going on here? And Pfizer was denying that they force anybody to take the vax, which is a lie.
Yeah,
they force their employees to take the course.
That is a lie, yeah.
So, but here's the thing. I noticed that this senator from Alabama, I don't think he's objecting to
Tommy Tuberville.
That's it.
TT.
Yeah, and who, I don't think he ever served in the military himself. I think his claim to fame is he was a football coach down there. And basically ran for office based on his rep as a football coach. I don't know much more about him. But, of course, everybody's screaming about how he's holding up, he's paralyzing our military. He's holding up these promotions. He's causing all kinds of hardship by filibustering. In effect, that's what he's doing, filibustering this National Defense Authorization Act. And once again, the Republicans are undermining our military and our position around the world. And they're tormenting our soldiers and sailors and airmen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this highlights one of the features, one of the primary dialectics of the period that we're in.
Yeah.
And that's pitting town against country, or I should say city against countryside.
Right.
Clearly, this Alabama senator is representing the standpoint of the countryside.
Yeah. The rural. Yeah.
Right. Whereas the woke element within the military, that's absolutely insisting that they have to have abortion. You know, that it's a real catastrophe if military women can't get abortions on demand. And that's the Democrats in the city. So you see this split, this cultural divide, and this argument of the NDAA really plays right into it, holding up the promotions. I mean, now they can accuse the right-wing Republicans of being unpatriotic.
Yeah. We're about halfway through the show here. We do about an hour. So why don't we go through the Facebook fakeologist stuff you put up in the last few days and talk, keep bouncing around. Let's keep it fresh. I'm not really big on politics too much. And that filibuster is a big deal, I know, right now
because,
in the summer.
Because here's the thing. Ukraine, Taiwan. I mean, this has got to have an impact on the whole argument over what's going. It's a collision course, right? You can't have it both ways. If they're going to hold up the NDAA, then these same Republicans and conservatives, they're going to have to step forward and say, you know, something, this Ukraine thing is a financial catastrophe. It's billions and billions of dollars that are being laundered through Ukraine. It's not a trivial thing. This is what I mean about Jean Baudrillard's simulacrum. Yes, they simulated a war. They faked a war. But look what they've done. They've used it to completely pervert and distort the value of the dollar to incur these huge, tremendous debt on the part of, or at least the appearance of debt, you know, billions of dollars sent to this place. And for me, Ukraine is Hunter Biden's war in the sense that Bosnia and Kosovo were Monica Lewinsky's war. This is explained very well in the movie Wag the Dog.
Oh, great movie.
Right. Very excellent movie. If you want to learn about the fakeology of war, hoax
yeah.
war, it tells
everyone
you.
Watch Wag the Dog.
Right. And that was produced in the 90s, but I think it was very much inspired by what was going on in Yugoslavia, where NATO was really tearing Yugoslavia apart to bust it up.
Yeah.
And take advantage of the situation, and also to some extent continue to encircle Russia and expand NATO. But one of the motives for this war, for the narrative, the Bosnia, Kosovo, Serbia war narrative, which was dominant in the media, was that the White House wanted to divert attention away from the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And so I looked at what was happening in Bosnia and Kosovo. And I said, oh, look, the way the media is playing this is they're showing that this is essentially Monica Lewinsky's war, because the only reason we're really hearing about it is to divert attention away from the Monica Lewinsky scandal. On the other hand, the Republicans were hot to make that the issue. They didn't want to talk about war in Yugoslavia. They didn't care about that. They wanted to talk about the president basically getting sexually serviced by this intern and the scandal that was involved. Similarly, I view what's going on in Ukraine right now as almost the exact same kind of script. It's Hunter Biden's war. That is to say, the network of corruption, and really involving considerable amounts of cash and payoffs to various members of the Biden family, in a way...
Do you believe all that? Do you believe all that's real?
They've got the receipts. They've got the corporate. These are shell companies that were set up, LLCs.
Yeah.
Yet they don't do anything. The members of the family who were getting the payoffs are identified. They've got the receipts. They got the bank receipts. But it's just the same corruption that always goes on. It's just what makes it so bold and brazen.
Yeah.
Is it the Bidens themselves are that they don't care? They really are out in the open with this. They didn't even try to create, you know, like Trump. Yeah, he's corrupt, but he actually runs real businesses, hotels, casinos.
All mostly that lose money.
Right. That's his cover.
Yeah.
That's his cover. So that's legal. He gets away with that. He can file bankruptcy and get bailed out. But the Bidens have no business of their own. You understand?
Right.
Jared Kushner owns real estate. You know, and people say, well, he took money from the Saudis. So of course, it was a dirty deal. But he can cover it up because he has real businesses. The Bidens have no real businesses. So, yeah, I think this is corruption. But I think the laptop was put out there, as I say, to divert attention away from the real issue of this ongoing network of corruption that both political parties are involved in. And that the Ukraine, it's Hunter Biden's war in the sense that this ongoing, long-time, decades-old network of bribery, graft, extortion, blackmail, and corruption, political corruption, the war itself, the necessity for this, reflects the Hunter Biden network, which is really the Biden family network, is a perfect test case for the corruption that pervades the entire system. It's not that they're the only ones doing it, although they're particularly egregious, I think, really particularly brazen. They don't even try to cover it up. I mean, you've got Joe Biden on a video boasting about how one phone call to the Ukrainian officials got a prosecutor fired who had been investigating Burisma, which is their national oil company.
Yeah.
So, you know, there it is. It's right out in the open. But, you know, I was looking at a video. I can't believe this exists. Robert F. Kennedy Sr. Remember him, the one who's allegedly got assassinated?
Yeah, in the hotel. Was it the Washington Hotel?
right. A real cult of personality. It was L.A. The Ambassador Hotel in L.A.
Ambassador, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And we got to get through your posts here on Facebook, so okay. I don't want to miss them.
Only to say there's a video out there, you can watch it, that shows RFK Sr. giving a speech during his presidential campaign. The screen is split, and on the other side is a young Joe Biden in the Senate.
You got a link to that?
I should send. I saw it on. I got to find it and send you a link to it. It's not. It was inside of another video that I was watching, but I got to hunt it down because there is young Senator Joe Biden plagiarizing every word of RFK Sr.'s speech. Unbelievable. Why is this Joe Biden even around? Why does he even exist? So everything about him is dishonest. He's plagiarizing a dead senator's speech. Well, a dead, martyr, RFK Sr., plagiarizing his speech. To watch this video, I gotta find the clip and send it to you because it'll show you. But, you want to move on to...
Yeah, I want to find that. So it's RFK Sr. and Joe Biden speeches compared. Is that what it is?
Yeah, right. Plagiarism is the word you want. P-L-A-G-I-A-R.
Right, plagiarism.
Plagiarism, because Joe Biden has been called plagiarizing over and over again, plagiarizing a British Labour Party leader, Neil Kinnock's speech. He was caught doing this back in 1988, and it killed his presidential candidacy. And I said at the time, there's no way this guy's ever going
to... Oh, here it is.
If the gross national product does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education, or the joy of their play, it does not include the beauty of our poetry, or the strength of our marriages, the intelligence of our public debate, or the integrity of our public officials. It measures neither our wit nor our courage, neither our wisdom nor our learning, neither our compassion nor our devotion to our country. It measures everything in short, except that which makes life worthwhile. And it can tell us everything about America, except why we are proud that we are American.
And in Ronald Reagan's America, the standard has been wealth, economic success, and personal gain, the bottom line. But this standard is not a measure of how we can evaluate the condition of our society. It cannot measure the health of our children, the quality of our education.
Yeah, I'll put a link to this, but you know what? Do you think RFK Sr. wrote his own speeches either?
No, but that's really not the point, is it? The idea is that Biden can't even, he and his staff, they didn't even bother to come up with, they lifted this thing word for word.
Yeah, but right, there's the same Democratic Party machine that feeds the speeches, though.
Look,
so.
If RFK Jr. did this, people would be pointing it out. People would be saying he's stealing, he's plagiarizing.
Well,
plagiarizing,
maybe, because the No Agenda Show calls him an op, though. What do you think of that?
Yes, of course. We've explained how he's out there to help to cushion the attenuation of the COVID psyop so they can seg over into climate change psyop.
Right.
RFK Jr. is a guy who's going to take you from COVID lockdowns to climate lockdowns because he's rejecting the COVID lockdown, but he's posing the climate lockdown as a replacement for the COVID lockdown. Yeah. And there'll be climate mandates and everything else because he's fully on board with that.
Well, they just need to get the carbon tax in there to fund all this. I know they got it in Washington State. I don't think it's anywhere else yet. We have it all across Canada because our federal government's always putting taxes. I don't think your federal government has any tax authority on a national basis. You have the income tax, but that's it.
Yeah, the 16th Amendment. But then again, a lot of people interpret that. How do you interpret the word? They've changed the meaning of the word income. See? Income didn't used to mean your wages. It didn't mean that. It meant, profit from investment. But they redefined the meaning of it, just like the Supreme Court has redefined. They've redefined the meaning of the phrase eminent domain from public use to public benefit. Kelo versus New London, which abolishes private property. In fact, I guess all I'm saying about this clown Biden is you would think that it's such a blatant example of outright plagiarism, which people get expelled from college, or they used to, They used to. When I went to college, if you were caught plagiarizing on a term paper, you were out. They kicked your butt out. Yeah. And you'd have a hard time getting in anywhere else. So here's Biden plagiarizing right and left, but he gets away with it because we live in the United States of amnesia. It's the well of forgetting. Everybody wants to forget. And, he's like Vivek Ramaswamy, you know who we're talking about here? This new, I'm sorry, I'm probably taking you a far field. Go ahead.
I want to go into your post here because you have many topics. So let's hit some of these topics here. This is a good one. Parkland shooting hoax reenacted on 8/4/2023. That just happened?
Yes, it's fairly recent, and it shows that they're really struggling to reinforce that. Now, I have a bunch of comments.
That got removed from 153news.net. I just clicked the link, so it's gone.
Oh, wow, they're censoring it.
Wow, that's gone.
Well, guess what? It was a mainstream news report.
Okay.
It wasn't even, you know what's weird? That particular video was a mainstream. All they did was say, that was from, who posted that? She's really good.
Jefferson Girl?
It wasn't Jeffersonian Girl. It was one of the other ones there. But she had a bunch of really good ones. But that particular one was nothing but a news story, a plain old news story from Parkland, Florida. What about my reference of the parent who refuses to go along with the hoax?
Where's that?
That might be at the bottom of the thread. If you scroll through the thread underneath the Parkland, I wonder if they shadow banned that.
Three comments, right?
Yes, because I got a notification from Facebook that they're saying no one else can see this particular.
I can't see any comments under here.
Oh my God! So they're shadow banning my comments.
Yeah, I can't see any comments. It says three comments seen by 11 people, but they're not here. I don't see them.
Oh, my God. I had a whole thread there. So I see what they're doing now. They're going in and butchering.
We got to get you on Fakeologist forums. Put it on there.
Yeah. I should just post.
That's too bad because that's
a
pretty.
You know, it's weird. I go out to the Fakeologist page on Facebook, and I can see everything. I can see the.
Oh, okay.
So that one begins there with the story of the restaging and the trauma. Can you read my comment there for a second? I have a long comment at the beginning explaining.
I see. Psy war is a social engineering continuum and a strategy for reinforcing control over both behavior and consciousness, right? The restaging of traumatic events, fake media narratives, is a key component of the psy war strategy deployed. The fake history must be intoned endlessly with solemnity and gravitas to generate the same emotions, fear, anxiety, uncertainty, anger, hatred, that were originally invoked by the psyop. This is the essence of what Jean Baudrillard referred to as a simulacrum.
Right.
A very real construct is generated from the myth in the form of commemorative monuments, literally concrete, official history text, and the genuine louche evoked by restaging the original, completely fictional, traumatic narrative. Yeah, that's really good.
And, you know, and the whole thread was I was showing I was showing how they're doing this. And then the very last comment I had was an article from the mainstream press down there in Florida where one of the parents of one of the Parkland kids is refusing to go along with it and is calling it out as a hoax. I love that when I see something like that. And therefore, the family, this parent is now alienated from the rest of the family. He's being called a paranoid conspiracy theorist. It's a whole... I want to remind people birds are fake hoax that you see out there. That's the Parkland crisis actors that are behind that. I also had in that thread a video, once again, originally a clip from mainstream TV news, where they interview one of the students who says she's grinning and saying, oh, yeah, when we were evacuated from when we heard there was a shooting and they evacuated us from the school, I was walking out alongside Nick Cruz. And I said to Nick, hey, I'm surprised that wasn't you doing the shooting. And Nick Cruz looked at me and said, what? What the hell are you talking about? And then Nicholas Cruz is the one who was put on trial and facing the death penalty for this. But this,
yeah, I'm just looking at it. That's amazing. It's a it's reenacted ahead of a lawsuit. So I can play. It's on every news outlet, ABC, CBS. Right. It's everywhere. So which
something about counting the bullets too.
So one of the clips has someone doubting it on here. That would be great.
That's it. Yeah.
Which one?
Well, no, I mean, parent. Look for parent hoax or parent fake. I mean, one of the Parkland parents, one of the parents of the kids who are participating in this, has called it out as a hoax. And boy, have they attacked him.
Okay, Parkland parent Oaks. Let's see
right.
if that shows up. Okay,
no. Hiding. Yeah, I bet you they're hiding it. From
yeah, me. Nothing really.
Actually, there were a bunch of articles.
We're also
about
in support
that.
Of the reenactment. The jury that watched the video during the criminal trials, there was no audio in that video, and so that's why we're doing the reenactment, and we believe that it will show. There's no possible way that Scott Peterson didn't hear the 70 rounds from an AR-15 when he was just feet away from that building. So we support all the efforts that are happening today.
I have hope today, having these conversations with the Congress members here today, I have hope that we can find common ground to protect our kids when they go to school. The horrific building, the tragedy that happened in the 1200 building.
I gotta find the person that doubted it. What word should I use for the search? Let me see here.
Parkland parent, definitely he's a father too of one of the students.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he has used the word hoax, so I don't, you know, that's amazing. The search engines are hiding that.
Well, I'll try pre-search. I haven't tried that hard. Let me just see here.
I'm not surprised.
It will be hard to find that kind of doubting if they're put there accidentally.
So are they censoring my links to 153 News? I guess
well, 153 News, it says the video is not there anymore.
That's ridiculous. It was just there yesterday.
Well, that's how fast it is.
Yeah. They are really, really bad. They're worried about this narrative. It's a very weak narrative. A lot of people see through it. This student there who claims to have been speaking to Nicholas Cruz, the alleged mass shooter, as they were evacuating the school, and in the interview with her, she's smiling, she's grinning. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Nick, and blah, blah, blah. And then we found out it was really him, and she's alleged to have committed suicide.
Right.
That's crazy. Come on. That's freaking crazy. Probably the most important eyewitness to the whole event.
Oh, here it is. Here's something from 2021 on Vice. I think Vice is shut down, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm a Parkland shooting survivor. QAnon convinced my dad it was all a hoax. Is this the same story?
You know, no, I'll tell you something. This is something where Tim Osmond of IPS would probably have some views on this.
Yeah.
It has now become very fashionable among the QAnon people to embrace a lot of our calling out mass shootings as hoaxes.
Well, they want to redirect the river.
Right, and death faking. They're right. Big death fakers. They're saying that JFK Jr. faked his death, right? And
yes.
Donald Trump may fake his death. In other words, the QAnon, you're right. The idea is to poison the well.
Yeah, I think so.
To say, oh, you're just a QAnon. Oh, you think there's faking going on and it was a hoax? Well, that's what the QAnon people say. So it's guilt by association. It's the same thing they do with Alex Jones, right?
Yeah.
Have him embrace a particular correct idea and then make him look like a fool on Piers Morgan or wherever else he goes. And then say, see, all you are crazy conspiracy. That's not even going to work. It's not going to work because anybody with a critical mind who looks at the original news broadcast, the mainstream media broadcast, they can see right through Parkland. You can really see. It was very sloppily done.
But yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, down there in Florida, they're spending millions and millions. Did you see the thread I created on the Uvalde?
Oh, yes. That's why I want to get to this. So let's go there next. Here you go. The payoff. And don't ever argue that people need some mysterious motive or download to go along with these psyops. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it for the money, graft, bribery, or as targets of extortion, blackmail, and political corruption. And millions of Texans know this already. As things stand now, most are too easily intimidated to speak out. And the thing is, Uvalde gets a new $60 million elementary school.
$60 million? It can make everybody in that town rich with that much money.
So that video is not on 153 News. Yeah, it says video does not exist. I wonder why they're doing that.
That's, you know something? I'll bet that's in Canada that's happening. I'll bet you, I'm going to see if I can, when I go back
maybe,
over and
yeah.
check that. Yeah, I'll bet you they're probably censoring 153 News in Canada. I'll bet you they're censoring through the Canadian servers are censoring 153.
Maybe. I'm not using a VPN, but maybe. It's unlikely, but it's possible. I have the direct link. It just says it doesn't exist. So if you, anyone
well,
wants.
The story's out there. I mean, the schools, you know, how much did they say? How many million dollars?
60.
This is Sandy Hook all over again.
Sandy Hook actually get a new school?
You know, they were supposed to. I'm not sure I know they bulldozed the, which was already, they said, you know, all the study that's been done, they said that school had been closed a long time. It was crumbling anyway. But listen, Uvalde's right there on the border. But it's not a legal port of call. In other words, anybody who's crossing the border anywhere near Uvalde is crossing illegally. I think the closest legal port of call might be in San Antonio, or I'm not sure where, but however, there is a border patrol station there in Uvalde, and they say it's supposed to cover like a 300-mile stretch of the border. But you see, they got an unlimited population of crisis actors to work with there. I don't know if many of them speak English. They're probably mostly the migrants, right? That's who they've got there to use as their crisis at your cast of thousands. You want to do a movie of a mass shooting? Let's do a Hollywood-style spectacle of a mass shooting. We need a cast of a few dozen. We need a cast of thousands. We got them.
There's lots of stories around Uvalde still that the rest of us don't even hear. Uvalde school shooting victim's mother is now running for mayor in Uvalde. And
love
teen
it.
Cousin of Uvalde school shooter arrested for alleged threats against the school. So it's a family affair. So there's lots going on down there still. They're keeping this one going.
Here's what I will always remember about the first thing I always think of with Uvalde is, in addition to that cast of thousands or dozens or a cast, you know, those crisis actors, you need a star or two, a celebrity. A sports star, a rock star, a Hollywood movie star. And that's what Matthew McConaughey was brought in here for, right?
Yes. He shares new initiative to curb gun violence after Uvalde shooting. So
yeah,
he's trying to...
The picture of him with his wife in the shoes. These giant-sized green shoes. Like, sure, an 8-year-old was wearing shoes like this. She's sitting there with the green... It might be Converse. The green sneakers sitting on her lap, and they're brand new. There's no blood on them or anything. They're not the shoes that any one of these kids was allegedly wearing, but that's what they're pretending. And there's Matthew McConaughey up on the rostrum saying, "We need gun control," and he's grinning ear to ear. He's grinning ear to ear. Talk about Robbie Parker. Matthew McConaughey ought to be Robbie Parker. Really? He can't even keep a straight face. But that shows you how they manage these things, just like a Hollywood.
Uvalde, shortly afterwards, we don't know what we're going to run into. We don't know exactly how we're going to be.
Here is Matthew McConaughey. Here he is.
90% thing of it is showing up, and we did.
Less than 2 weeks later, he visited the White House and gave an emotional and powerful message from the briefing room.
Mighty day wore green high-top Converse with
right.
a heart she had hand-drawn on the right toe, because they represented her love of nature. These are the same shoes. Green Converse on her feet.
What is it about the Masons and shoes?
Ah, you know, Tom Hanks with the shoes and so forth. Yeah, I know. Matthew McConaughey, I want to say you're a disgrace. You really are. Are you going to tell me, you know, you've had a hit movies, you had a hit television series with Woody Harrelson. You've made enough freaking money. You don't need to do this.
Oh, this is his payback. He has to do this.
He knows it's fake, the bastard. He knows, and you can, boy, that, did you see him grinning in that? In one of those speeches, he's grinning ear to ear. It's the most ridiculous thing. It's like Beto O'Rourke. When Beto O'Rourke came out, I guess at the time of the Walmart shooting or the El Paso Walmart or one of these really badly, badly conducted hoaxes. And he couldn't keep a straight face. He was giggling, he was laughing, he was grinning ear to ear. And finally, they had to shut it down because he couldn't control his duping delight. That's where they're at. Same thing with Matthew McConaughey. If you watch that, he ends up grinning ear to ear. But the wife, his wife, I don't know, she's another Hollywood person. I don't know what she does, but Matthew McConaughey's wife is sitting there in the chair with these giant, I mean, really, these green Converse shoes are too big for her feet. But they're supposed to be like the last shoes that this child wore with no blood on them or anything like that. The shoes, you're right. The shoes have a lot of symbols.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Uvalde, to me, it shows you how it's where the migrant open border issue converges with the mass shooting hoaxes and that whole narrative. Because, like I say, and I sound like I'm repeating myself, the illegal migrants that come here, oh, they're your cast of thousands. You can get them to do and say anything you want, really. And they're here illegally. And you're saying, hey, don't worry about it. We'll postpone your day in court. Or we'll get your green card. We'll do something. You can be a crisis actor. All you got to do is walk around this school or here, be interviewed. And that's how they play these things out. It's so close to the border, they don't even have to have American citizens participating as crisis actors. They can use these people that are coming up in the I'll bet you some of these migrants that are coming up in these caravans through Mexico, I'll bet you they are recruited to be crisis actors in general. I'll bet you they're told, hey, once you arrive in the United States, we're going to want you to participate in a kind of a drama, but we'll tell you the details later. All you got to do is say a few lines. That's all you got to do. And pretend that your child was shot or something like that, you know. And what's an illegal immigrant? Of course they're going to go along with this. Are they going to say no? But
Yeah.
Hey, look, this is for Texas to deal with. The people of Texas are either going to deal with it or they're not. If they don't, then they're fucking cowards. Texas, if you're listening to me, enough of these things have happened down there. It's time for you to blow the whistle on it. Just because you've got a coward as your governor, Greg Abbott, and a coward as your U.S. Senator, Ted Cruz, and the other one, is it Cornyn? John Cornyn? Just because you've got Republic hucks, gutless, spineless, limp-wristed Republic hucks in your Senate, senatorial and congressional delegation is no reason for you not to stand up and call out these hoaxes, period. There have been plenty of opportunities to do that. And boy, I saw Ted Cruz participating in one of these hoaxes. I thought I'd throw up. That's the one where they threw Beto O'Rourke out. Beto O'Rourke came in and the sheriff started calling him a son of a bitch. How dare you, Democrat, exploit this? But they had the Republicans up there on the stage. And Ted Cruz was up there, too. They are all in on this. And so is Trump. Trump was participating, too. Yeah, Trump went down there for the El Paso Walmart hoax.
Right.
He knew what it was. We can review all that with the soldier who claimed that he rescued people. He was a hero. And Trump went down and gave him an award. And then the subsequent story was that, no, the Army said this soldier had been lying. He made it all up. And then they said he committed suicide. The El Paso Walmart suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people, it shouldn't require very much for a thinking person with a reasonable amount of common sense to look at any one of these things and see through them. But I thought that about Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, Gene Rose and Wayne Carver, Robbie.
Yeah, Robert. That was over the top. Those that over that the top. that cast was incredible. That was a very high end integrated capstone
a
event.
Lot
though.
Of money. Lot
that
of
was
money.
Big.
But Uvalde may come close. $60 million for a new school. Who knows what else they're going to get at? Everybody's getting the payoff on this. Really, everybody's getting the payoff on this. And that's the point I'm making there, because there are people in our community. I use that term generously, the term our community.
Yeah.
Who understand that it's all fake. They understand it's all a hoax. It's all fake. But they insist on some mystical explanation for why they can't get members of their family to see this. Or why so many people participate? How can so many people be in on it? It's got to be an AI, a master AI, a satanic AI that's running the whole thing. No. It's just petty gangster shit. And what is getting people to participate in these things? Money, for the most part. Or maybe they got a criminal conviction, or maybe they're a pedophile. We found that with the Flat Earth group that Beyond the Perv establishes Behind the Perv.
Yeah, I never watched that. Is that
I think Jake the Flat Earth A-hole and Tim Osmond pretty much put that together. By the way, I consider that the best Flat Earth documentary ever made, because it doesn't address the cosmology of
where
of
is that? Where can I get that?
It's out there. It's in on archive.org.
Beyond the Perv. Okay.
Yeah, Behind the Perv. Behind the Perv.
Oh, Behind the Perv.
Right,
okay.
Which is a parody of the original Flat Earth documentary called Beyond the Curve. So Tim Osmond was sort of, satirizing it. He calls it Behind the Perv, and it really is Behind the Perv.
I can't see that on the... It's on archive.org, huh?
It's on archive.org, but it's also under Best Flat Earth Documentary.
Behind the Perv.
Yeah, P-U-R-V-E is how he spells it.
All right, okay.
That's what it is. Not P-E-R-V, but P-U-R-V-E, which is a great spelling. I like that.
I'm going to find that and post it.
Yeah, because, it might shock you a little bit to realize how brazen this all is. Like Philip Stallings and some of these other figures, they are convicted pedophiles. But they became celebrities in this Flat Earth movement. And they showed up at this convention that they had. I mean, it's crazy. And so you say, well, what's going on here? Well, it's obvious the feds and the local Masonic cop organizations have a whole army of compromised individuals that they can send into any movement they want to poison the well. And that's what's happening with the Flat Earth community. They sent these pedophiles, some of them convicted pedophiles, and he's even got Behind the Perv even has.
I can't find the thing.
Behind the Perv, P-U-R-V-E.
Yeah, I can't find it on archive.org. So anyone,
well, maybe not
if anyone can find a link.
You just look for, forget archive.org. Just look for Behind the Perv. I had an easy time finding it. Man, I wonder if Canada.
Yeah, I'm being filled. Yeah.
You are. Canada is censoring a lot more. They are. Because I don't have trouble finding some of this stuff.
Well, drop me a link.
Yeah. I mean, Tim Osmond posted a copy of it, obviously, on his. But I'm surprised it doesn't turn right up. It doesn't show right up. Well. Yeah. The idea of how do you compromise people?
Okay, I'm looking on. Pre-search wasn't very good, so I'm using Yandex now here.
I use Yandex. Yandex is a Russian. It's a Russian search engine. You better watch it because they might bring up a CAPTCHA. CAPTCHA proof mm-hmm. you're not a robot. Yeah, they like that. They do that quite a bit.
It's giving me a link to Johnny Cerucci on Odyssey.
Yeah. Johnny Cerucci interviewed Tim Osmond over this, but then they had kind of a falling out.
I found it now. Let's see. I don't. 1 hour and 11 minutes.
Yeah, okay. That's it. And to me, I consider it.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, that is really weird. That song at the beginning. It's really weird. It's very weird.
And Tim Osmond mainly did it? I know I've heard him talk about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He produced it, yeah. But with a lot of assistance from, I guess, Jake the A-hole. Jake the Flat Earth A-hole, I think, is his name. He's a pretty funny guy.
He's very good.
He's very good, yeah.
I like Jake. I'm going to have to get him on.
Yeah, bring him on. You know, he's pretty amusing.
I'll have to bring him on. All right, well, we've been going about an hour. So much to cover.
So much.
And you've done a really good job on the Fakeologist Facebook. I appreciate that, since it's the easiest, I guess, for you to administer. But I'm going to watch that. You always bring me a lot of stuff to look at and think about.
And so you can't get to 153 News. I'm going to have
If you can just double check the links, make sure they work, and send me an email if they do.
Okay. I'm curious myself now to see if they've invalidated those links.
Yeah, I couldn't really find anything regarding Uvalde.
Jeffersonian girl posted on 153 News, right? Well, see, those people also post a lot on BitChute. So if it's not on 153 News, it's probably going to be on BitChute.
Yeah, Jeffersonian.
Not you. Jeffersonian girl has all kinds of stuff on that. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at the recent videos. And why am I seeing stuff from only 7 months ago? What the heck's going on here?
It's not an easy site to navigate.
Yeah, I'm seeing stuff for only 7 months ago on 153 News. It's almost like I'm getting an old copy of it.
Yeah, there's a way to get the most recent. There's an option, a button for current.
Is there it's 153news.net.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on it before, but yeah, it looks like I'm getting really old stuff. And I'm talking, that's really old stuff.
Wow, the Uvalde stuff. The reenactment of the Parkland thing—that's a brand new story.
Yeah, I know it is, but I'm only seeing old stuff, so something's going on. Maybe there is some.
They might be reorganizing the site. They're always under attack. These independent videos—I mean, you know, FakoTube for now has done pretty good on that, but you know, when you think of the other independent sites, you get to Brand New Tube, 153 News. Vimeo, of course, BitChute. I know a lot of people don't like BitChute.
I don't care what the site is, as long as I get the content.
Yeah, you know, BitChute, and then there's Rumble. I mean, BitChute is like a last resort to me. If I can't find something, I go looking out on BitChute, you know. And more often than not, I'll find it.
All right. Well, thank you, Lynn, very much for joining. And thanks, everyone on YouTube. Thanks to Pike for this being the sponsor of tonight's show.
Yeah, because, shout out to Pike.
Yeah, Pike requests more Lynn Ertel. So since Lynn is almost always available, always
now,
answers
I wanna
the
know,
phone.
I want to know if Pike is named after Zebulon Pike or Albert Pike.
That person put an explanation. I forgot about it.
Albert Pike, the Scottish Rite, Grand.
No, it wasn't that. I got to find it here. Donor Box is increasing their pricing plans. They want more money. Wow, there you go. 1.5 to 1.75. Slowly inching up. We got to get everyone back on the... What do you call it? Don the crypto. We should talk about that.
Social media mafiosi.
Yeah, everyone wants more money. Okay, Lynn, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time, maybe next week.
Yeah, and see if you can get Uncle Vigilante. I know, he sounds like maybe he's running into trouble, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's been pretty quiet, but we'll see if we can get him back.
I mean, look, the CDB, they're proceeding with this central bank digital currency. It's for real.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's a real deal. All right, thanks.
Take care.
There goes Lynn. Thank you so much, Lynn. Thanks, everyone, for joining. Remember, this is Value for Value. If you like this show, please support it. Fakotube.com, Fakeologist.com. That's where all our videos and texts are. And send me an email at im@fakeologist.com. I'll set up a forwarding for Lynn, lynn@fakeologist.com. Send her an email and I'll forward it directly to her her Gmail as well. So thanks everyone for joining, and we'll talk to you probably Thursday with Frank the Salt Guy. He's always on as well. Always make time for Frank and Lynn. So thanks everybody. Take care. Good night. We'll be right back.